This is Akashvani, the news read by Shakun Chopra. The Jharkhand government has cancelled JSSC-CGL examination after 24 days students protest in the state. It has also cancelled all other recruitment exams conducted by private agency TDPL. The announcement triggered celebrations at the protest site in Ranchi, though the demand for a CBI probe remains unresolved. The Jharkhand government has decided to cancel the JSSC-CGL examination and all competitive examinations conducted by the TDPL agency, besides announcing a probe into recruitment examinations conducted by JPSC and JSSC since 2014. The decision was taken at a special cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Hemant Soren and was welcomed by protesting students at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium, who celebrated by distributing sweets and applying gulal. Meanwhile, Minister Deepika Pandey Singh, and Health Minister Irfan Ansari, along with MLA Jairam Kumar, visited Sadar Hospital and ended the hunger strike of Devendranath Mahato and other protesting students by offering them juice. Mahato thanked the government and said the decision addressed major demands, with the JPSC-JSSC Nyay Manch announcing that it was suspending its agitation for now. India will host the 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting in New Delhi today. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said the meeting will provide a platform to engage in substantive discussions, foster consensus and strengthen environmental cooperation. The BRICS Environment Ministers meeting will be presided over by Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav. The event will be held under the overarching theme of India's BRICS Chairship 2026, Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. US President Donald Trump has praised India's voter ID card system and hailed it as a model for stricter US election rules. He cited India's electoral system as an example of election security while renewing his call for stricter voter identification requirements in the United States. In a social media post, Mr. Trump referred to a recent conversation with India's Chief Election Commissioner, Gyanesh Kumar. He said Mr. Kumar had questioned how elections could be held in the United States without a mandatory valid photo identity document. Mr. Trump used the remarks to reiterate his demand that the U.S. Congress pass the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, Save America Act. The proposed legislation seeks to introduce stricter requirements for voting in federal elections. Indian Army Chief General Dhiraj Seth has been conferred the rank of Honorary General of Nepal Army by President Ramchandra Baudel during an investiture ceremony at Sheetal Nivas in Kathmandu yesterday. Nepal Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal, India's Ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastav and high officials of Nepal Army and the Nepal government were present during the ceremony. In Keralam, direct exports and imports from Vizhinjam Seaport will begin today. Chief Minister V.D. Satheeshan will inaugurate the service at 10:45 a.m. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal will be the chief guest. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for very heavy rainfall to extremely heavy rainfall in Jharkhand today. Weather agency forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and West Uttar Pradesh today. According to IMD, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Delhi, East Uttar Pradesh, Sikkim, Northeastern states, Karaikal, Puducherry will experience heavy rainfall till Thursday. India's Ayu Shetty stunned world number one and defending champion Shi Yu Qi in the first round of the men's singles at BWF Badminton World Championships in New Delhi yesterday. Ace shuttler PV Sindhu and the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also advanced to the second round at the World Championships. In men's cricket, India will look to press home their advantage against Sri Lanka on the fourth day of the first test in Goa after taking a commanding lead of 178 runs at the end of day three. And that is the end of this news bulletin.